It appears that you have, on balance, a rather low sex drive, and you prefer a low-key sex life, which is fine if both you and your partner feel the same way about it. The chances are that you're more interested in being involved in a broader relationship where sex is not vital to your overall happiness. But you enjoy what there is of your sex life and will make someone a good, if undemanding, bedmate and sexual partner. You might experience problems with a more demanding partner, or if your relatively low sexual appetite is affected by depression, illness, or hormonal imbalances. But you stand as good a chance as anyone of overcoming these, even if occasionally you need to seek professional counseling. You certainly suffer from inhibitions, and these may be as elementary as preferring to make love with the lights off, or being shy of mutual nakedness. And as long as the inhibitions are mutual, they are harmless. You tend to avoid situations which encourage or promote sexual activity. So, late night TV watching or going to bed at different times can become a norm. When you do get around to having sex, you will generally take your time, creating the right kind of atmosphere. The mood, the conditions, the circumstances have to be just right for you. Perhaps you worry somewhat about your sexual performance and find it generally safer to avoid sexual adventure or experimentation and settle into a regular sort of routine and repertoire. You probably know in advance what night of the week you're going to be doing things, and lovemaking will rarely take place outside this routine, or outside the bedroom for that matter. You like sex in moderation, including bits of flirting and the pleasures of petting and foreplay, but sexual intercourse is your most pleasing focus. As a rule, you're not likely to initiate frequent sexual activity. Rather, you prefer responding to your partner's advances or overtures. As for your sexual attitudes, you probably don't approve of sexual permissiveness. The one-night stand doesn't interest you much, nor the casual relationship, and certainly not, for that matter, an illicit affair. Again, if your partner feels the same way about your practices and pleasure, well, there's nothing at all wrong with the way things are. And if things could be better, try a little professional counseling to help you improve your lot.